As we celebrate the holy day of Pentecost in the life of the Christian church, the birthday of our faith, it was born through the gift of the Holy Spirit that Jesus told us that was going to come. And it breathed, it's appropriate to call it a birthday because it breathed life into the church, the Holy Spirit did. That's how we function. That's how we live, that's how we move, that's how we breathe, is because life has been breathed into us. So it's a celebration. We bring out our red banners. We put on our red stoles because that symbolizes the fire, the movement, the vibrance of the Holy Spirit, that life and illumination is in our midst through the glory of the Lord. And you know, when we think about the Holy Spirit, oftentimes when we least expect it or we're not prepared, the Holy Spirit can come into our midst or move us more in the image of Jesus. We were speaking back in the choir room prior to preparation. Miss Jennifer Huddleston, our choir director, was saying how she went to a worship service, an installation service, a few years ago, and it was on the day of Pentecost. And she said, "I accidentally wore red. I wasn't prepared, and everybody there had on red." So it was what? A happy accident. It's what some of us call serendipity, right? Those accidents that we don't prepare for, but they turn out for our benefit and blessing. Well, such is the gift so often of the Holy Spirit. Don't we find ourselves amazed throughout our life's journey? The old hymn got it right. God's grace is truly amazing and continues to surprise us with those gifts of love. That's how the Holy Spirit works. Yes, when we petition it. Yes, when we ask for it and seek it and search it. But also when we least expect it, God surprises us with the happy accident of His grace, the gift of the Spirit. You know, Luke and Manya and I, we traveled not long ago over to the Buffalo Park in Tupelo. Have any of you ever been there? We've got a worldwide attraction right here in Northeast Mississippi you are missing out on. The Buffalo Park. At one time, do you realize that the Buffalo Park had the largest herd of buffalo east of the Mississippi River? How about that? See what you're missing out on? They had the largest at one time, and they don't anymore, because as we took our tour, the tour guide explained that the owner thought he needed all these buffalo, and you know, it cost a lot to take care of a lot of buffalo. And he realized that, you know, people are funny, customers, that is, patrons. He said, people had just as soon see a few buffalo as a lot of buffalo, so he cut out on his herd some. I guess he reasoned, once you've seen a buffalo, you've seen them all, huh? But the way he explained that the Buffalo Park transpired, the happy accident that came about for this landowner, was that he had no intentions to have a park. He was raising cattle and increasing his cattle herd. He invested into some buffalo and just happened to have them as a part of his herd. And people would drive by and stop and say, "Hey, can we come look at your buffalo?" So the happy accident of the Buffalo Park that has grown into a petting zoo with one of the tallest giraffes in captivity. What's his name, Luke? Do you remember? Big Boy or Tall Boy? That's it. Tall Boy. We fed him some lettuce. You can get your picture taken with old Tall Boy. And all of that happy accident occurred as a surprise. That's what happened. When we prepare ourselves for the presence of God around us, and as we approach His throne of grace in this holy place, searching, we're surprised Our lives are enriched in ways that they would not have been had God not been present in our existence, in our marriage, in our church, in our business, in our school relationships, in every facet that we invite the Holy Spirit into, we are enriched. When we're surprised by God's grace. A few weeks ago, I was mowing the lawn and Luke was out helping me. He was supervising, making sure I was doing it right. We have one of those push mowers that has, it's served valiantly, but it's about at the end of his road. Anybody relate to that? You've served valiantly, but you just done about all you want to do and you're tired, you want to rest a little bit. Well, that's the way our lawnmower is. Has one of those bags that it catches the grass on. It's a Toro, which are very famous in St. Louis where we bought it, but you can't find many of them here, so it's hard to get someone to work on it. We were mowing in the bag. Maybe you all have a contraption kind of like this that catches the grass. I just started the mower, just checked the oil field, the fuel, made about one lap. And Luke said, hey, he flagged me down. I thought something was wrong. I stopped the mower. He said, you need to empty that. The bag is full. And when I stopped the mower, the bag that looked full, when I turned off the engine and the air was no longer blowing in, it just fell in upon itself. It wasn't full at all. It just looked full and was mowing because the air was blowing into it. You know, I don't know about y'all, but there's been times in my life that I've taken on recklessly the image of that lawnmower. At times it's tempting for me to be looking like I'm filled. I give the deception on the outside that everything is together. But really, in truth, I like that mower. I'm not filled with the things I was made to hold, like the grass clippings. Like the Spirit of God. Sometimes I've been filled with just, well, I guess a lot of hot air. Or other things that I tried to put in the place of what really only God can fill. When we take on things like just hot air, like a lawnmower that's meant to cut grass, are things of the world that promise us so much. We may appear to be full, but in actuality, what? We're really empty. Unless we're filled with the true goodness and grace of God that only the Holy Spirit can fill the true needs in our life. You know, I don't know about y'all, but when I'm prone to addiction or abuses in my life, it's those things that promote it. It's reaching out to things to fill me that weren't made to fill me. And really, like that mower that looked like it was full, I found myself empty and what? Wanting more. When I reach out to things like substance or different addictions on our journey in life, when we do that, we want more because they give us just a little bit of comfort, joy, whatever we want to call it, a temporary high, but in the end, they ultimately leave us empty and hopeless. I found the hard way. I don't know about you. I found the hard way that for me to have my richest existence as a child of God, it's to begin first and foremost to be filled with the grace and goodness and walk in the ways of our Lord. To be truly filled with life. That's what our scripture says this morning. Hear now again, in verse 2, just into our text, it tells us that this is how it transpired, that they were gathered in the holy place. And suddenly the room was what? Filled with the gush of wind, with the presence of the Holy Spirit. And then again, in verse 4, it tells us, here's that word again. Luke lays it in there. In case we miss it the first time, he wants to hammer us again. He says, all of them were what? They were filled with the Holy Spirit. And yes, I would say life. Friends, God, grace in the Holy Spirit fills us when the world leaves us empty. That's what we celebrate on Pentecost. And that's what we find in the holy setting of God's house. See, I said here, and I shared with you about going to the Buffalo Park in Tupelo. And doesn't that make sense? If we want to see buffalo, we go where they are. Now there's a chance we could set up a rally out here right after church today. And we could have a buffalo luau. We had a luau not long ago at a pool. We're going to have a buffalo luau. We bring in the water sprinklers. And we would prepare ourselves to watch buffalo this afternoon. It could happen, couldn't it? One of those buffalo could break out of that buffalo park in Tupelo, run down Highway 78, come down 15, take a left, and make it to our church this afternoon. It could happen, right? But if we really want to see a buffalo, we need to go where they're sure to be found. Friends, we can find God in a lot of places. Our lives can be molded by the gifts of the Holy Spirit through a lot of activities. But if we truly want to experience God's grace and the renewal that only the Holy Spirit can do, then let's, in the spirit of buffalo hunters, go where God is sure to be found, into the house of worship. You may say, give me a break, preacher. I'm in church. You're preaching to the choir. And I suppose I am. But it doesn't hurt for us to be reminded everyone. It doesn't hurt for the preacher to remind himself every once in a while, right? Sometimes I get up on Sunday morning not wanting to go to church. What about that? I have to remind myself that this is the place where we're sure to find the grace and love and comfort of our Lord. Amen. You see, that's what happened in our New Testament church. I didn't read this portion of Scripture, but in chapter 1, where this text begins, it tells us in verse 14 that all of these, the disciples, were constantly together, devoting themselves to prayer and fellowship. Guess what they were doing? They were going to worship. They were gathered in the temple. They were in the sanctuary of their Lord. They gave us a model to be people of worship who celebrate in the glory of our Lord in His holy temple. You know, recently I was having problems with a remote control on my television. You know, I don't know about you all if you do crazy stuff like this. I'll sit there and fiddle with that remote for 5 minutes and take the batteries out, put them back in, push every button. All I had to do was get up and walk to the television, turn the channels manually, and I'll fiddle with that remote for 5 minutes trying to get it to work. But it finally puttered out completely, my remote control. I had to get a new one. I went and got a new one. I took the remote out of the box and I pushed the button. And guess what? The light lit up on that remote. It was ready to go. Didn't change the channel, but it was ready to go. Pushed another button. Didn't work. Didn't operate the volume. Didn't turn the television on. Well, guess what I did? I'm pretty smart. They weren't going to get the best of me. I took that remote back. Got me another one. Brought it home. Took it out of the box. Push the button, light came on. Did the TV come on? No, it didn't. Same problem. I'm a little slow, but I finally figured it out. You know what the problem was, right? It wasn't with the remote. It was with the receiver. It had not been programmed to receive what the remote had to offer. How about that? Does that sound a little bit like the church? Or us on a journey to be more like Jesus? Friends, this is a day of celebration. The gift for you and for me is like the power of that remote control. It's always there. When there's a breakdown between the communication of God's grace in our life, it's not with the power source. The Spirit is there, pouring out its power for us to be molded and to move and to operate in the image of Jesus. All we have to do is prepare our hearts and reprogram ourselves to humbly approach the throne of grace and be molded once more through the gift, life, and love of the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. This time, let us share in our celebration of the giving of our gifts, of our tithes and offering, and we'll follow that by the prayers of our people and our Lord's Prayer. Let's share as the Lord.